Hi, everybody. It's great to be here today, and I'm going to really try to pull some of this together and talk about Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait, which is a very key sub-brand for the March of Dimes, and you'll see how all the things you've been hearing about so far, in addition to what you'll hear about from Reem in terms of the coin, how that all fits in. In terms of disclosures, I have no relationships to disclose, although I should disclose, as you mentioned earlier, that my boss is here. She's sitting right there, Dr. Jennifer House, the president of the March of Dimes. So there's one disclosure. So this is our mission, to improve the health of babies by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. And we do it through a number of different means, which are shown down there. But guess what? We are coming up on our 75th anniversary. I think that's a cake. I was talking about this earlier today with some folks. That's a cake, although my son's in Boy Scouts, so it kind of looks like a merit badge, so I think it could be both. We can make that work in both scenarios. So I'm just going to pause on this slide, and there's another slide. I just want to, I'm going to talk a little bit about toward improving the outcome of pregnancy 3, and that was published at the end of 2010, December of 2010. It was reissued last summer. And I'm just going to show the action slide there in terms of the opportunities in a minute. But in terms of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait, I'm going to show you a graphic in a bit, and I'm going to bring this all together. But the graphic really talks about Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait in the context of three things. Community programs, which are key for all of us who are here today in terms of the health officials who are here in the audience and everyone who's involved in the public health community, as is hospital quality improvement. Oh, this is really going to be hospital-based quality improvement I'm going to talk about just a little bit, and then a little bit about consumer education and awareness and how that all comes together in the context of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. But before I get to that, I did mention toward improving the outcome of pregnancy 3, we call it TIOP. TIOP was first published in its first iteration back in 1976. It was very focused on regionalization of care. And this issue is focused on enhancing perinatal health through quality, safety, and performance initiatives. And I'm really going to, let me see if I can get, does that show up, that pointer thingy right there? Do you see it? So I'm going to focus in here, assuring the update of quality, improvement, and safety initiatives. Now, before I get into the initiatives, you've seen some of these listed already by two of our speakers, I think. But I wanted to point out that the March of Dimes is involved with quality measures as well. In terms of advocating for quality measures, we sit on a number of these committees, and you already heard about some of them. There's a lot going on. As Mike mentioned, this is an opportune time. You get these windows of opportunity, what, once a generation maybe, if you're lucky, in terms of addressing preterm birth and infant mortality specifically. So in terms of transitioning here into action, and to help pull all this together, I'm going to just leave this slide up for a minute. And the center here is what you've been hearing about in terms of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. Dr. Lakey had it up on one of his slides. And this is what Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait means for the March of Dimes as our sub-brand. Now, the top two areas there are very key. That's sort of like, to me, the umbrella. And ultimately, if we're going to be successful with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait and to reduce preterm birth, we need to be partnering with you all. We need to be partnering with the state health officials, the city health officials, the county health officials. And I'm going to bring this full circle starting from the upper right here. And I'm going to come around, and then I'm going to wrap. Let me see if I can do that again. Go down here and wrap here. Okay? And our key messaging is really down here, these bottom two boxes, which is really focused on the Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait message, which is reducing non-medically indicated deliveries before 39 weeks. But that wraps up into the community programs and our partnerships with all y'all out there in the larger rubric, because that's just a piece of the larger puzzle, those non-medically indicated deliveries before 39 weeks. Are you with me? So try to keep this picture in your mind as I go through. So I'm not going to talk a lot about the community program because you sort of heard about it already. And you can see how we're cross-pollinating here. I mean, we're all working together. So Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait did start as a program in Kentucky. It was a pilot project, and it's now continuing to expand. We actually have a publication that's actually been submitted around the results, and you heard a little bit about the impact that occurred in Kentucky. We're also expanding this initiative in Texas, in Waco, in Houston, and also in New Jersey, in Newark area. So we're doing a lot of work with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait, the program, and some of the key aspects of the program are listed here. And I just wanted to point out the partnership around four key entities. So it's the March of Dimes chapter, the health departments, the clinics or the hospital, and the community. The community is key. The voice of the community, as you all know, is key to have these initiatives be successful. The systems change that Mike was talking about earlier. And the critical elements are listed here, and it's important to measure, and really do really quality improvement process on your initiatives as well. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How can I do better? So that's the program. This is really a slide that's an intro, and I put this in here because it has some new data in it. Thanks to our Perinatal Data Center for putting this together. And this is to remind us that the national campaign of the March of Dimes is preterm birth reduction. And you can see here that the 2011 data was just released, preliminary data a couple of weeks ago. And once again, the preterm birth rate has declined in the U.S. to 11.7. So I want to clap for everyone out there for your efforts. I mean, look at this, 12.7, 2007, 12.8, 2006, and it's gone down 5 years in a row. And we talked about that 8% goal. Now, we are coming up upon our fifth annual premature birth report card. It's going to be published 2 weeks from tomorrow. So the U.S. and every state will get a grade, so keep an eye out for that. This is last year's report card. And then this is just some of the contributing factors are listed at the bottom of the report card. And I just want to focus in right here because I'm transitioning into the 39-week quality improvement topic, the late preterm birth issue. These are not formally part of the grade. These are contributing factors that are listed on the report card to help those of you out there make change, to say, hey, what can we possibly do? And these are some of the things that are listed. Since 2008, with our first premature birth report card, we had a call to action. We've been calling on hospitals to implement quality improvement initiatives to reduce and eliminate non-medically indicated deliveries before 39 weeks. We've been doing that for the past 5 years. So you heard a little bit about this toolkit that was created in California with the March of Dimes, the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative, the state of California, and this is that quality improvement piece of that diagram I showed you earlier. And what I wanted to tell you is that this was put together, it's really everything you would need to know if you were a hospital to initiate a quality improvement initiative to reduce non-medical indicated deliveries for 39 weeks. But as you all know, this is just paper. It has great stuff in it. It's all evidence-based. These are things that work. Intermountain Healthcare, the Ohio work, HCA's work. These are all the components of the toolkit. We want to reduce demand for these deliveries. There are key change tactics that are summarized in here, and the importance of data collection is summarized in the toolkit. But what we did throughout the course of 2011 was to initiate a program with hospitals across what we call the big five states. So those are the five states with the largest numbers of deliveries in the country or have about 40% of the births. You can guess which states they are. So California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. And here's the aggregate data that we just submitted for publication. And the bottom line is that in those hospitals, that cohort of 24 hospitals, these are very differing hospitals, different locations, different geography, different volumes. We were able to reduce in the aggregate non-medically indicated deliveries for 39 weeks by over 80%. So it was a very successful initiative. Thanks. So now what are we doing? Now we've created a service package. We're working with hospitals around the country, working with 100 of them right now, to initiate a package to actually make the change. So we're taking the toolkit, which is free, it's a no-cost toolkit, and we're actually operationalizing the toolkit, and here are all the components of the service package, which includes access to our web-based data portal, and here are all the states listed who are going to be involved. There are 28 states that are involved with this service package, which I think is great news. Strong start, just a quick note about this, announced by Secretary Sebelius in February of this year. What was so key about that was putting preterm birth at the forefront of our MCH agenda for the country. And Dr. Lakey talked about it. Everyone's talked about it so far. That was such a key. I mean, we know the data, but to have the Secretary of Health and Human Services talk about it was pretty awesome. So there are a number of pieces of Strong Start, and what I'm going to focus on is that other box sort of toward the bottom left of that diagram, if you remember that. It's in your brain there. Right, Mike? You got it? Is around consumer ed and awareness, and this is what I'm going to wrap with. And by the way, a part of the Strong Start Initiative is working with the HENS, the hospital engagement networks within the Partnership for Patients, and we are doing that with those 26 HENS to get information out there and to help them reduce non-medically indicated deliveries before 39 weeks. This is the bottom line in terms of our messaging. And in November, you're going to see a push because HHS has actually made a media buy to help us get this messaging out there. And we're partnering with HHS and ACOG, and you're going to see co-branding, you're going to see public service announcements, you're going to see print ads. And this is the message. The bottom line is that babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks. If your pregnancy is healthy, key, if your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own. And this is the PSA that you're going to see out there. I know perhaps a number of you have already seen it, but I am going to show it again. It's 1 minute, Dr. Lakey, okay? And then I have a slide that I'll wrap with. So hopefully this will work. And here it is. So I just want to bring this back full circle to the top left of that diagram I showed you, which is the ASTO partnership and the partnership with the public health community and the importance of that ASTO challenge and the leadership that, Dr. Lakey, you had brought forward in that initiative. And we're partnering around that in terms of reducing preterm birth by 8% by 2014, working with everyone out there, raising awareness, implementing these interventions that are evidence-based to make a difference. And by the way, some of what's happening out there is co-branding with state health departments and hospitals together doing that, and to actually co-brand on our materials and some of our PSAs. So that's actually my cue there to get off the podium here, right? I better go now, right, Dr. Lakey? Thank you all for your attention. Have a great day.